Good morning. Welcome. We are very glad that you're all here. For Jesus told us, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And because he does lead us in God's way and support us with God's truth and gives us what we need to live God's life, we come to express our thanks and praise for all he does as our Lord and our Savior. So I'm glad that you're here so that we can worship together and give God all the praise and all the glory that he rightfully deserves. You know, we have a long prayer list, and every Sunday I encourage you to take it home, and today is no different. But I want you to know we had prayed for the triplets that were great-grandchildren of Cy and Libby Stapleton, and I want you to put Bowen Pittman back on there because that's one of the triplets, 1 year old, who has had to go back into ICU due to breathing issues. So I hope you'll pray for little Bowen Pittman this week. Also, keep Mark Shupak in your prayers. He's had a very terrible kidney stone, and I know this week they'll do a procedure to hopefully alleviate the discomfort that he's in. So keep him in prayers also. But since we have this opportunity to enjoy the presence of God's Holy Spirit, let's be empowered to share that peace of God that he brings us by sharing that peace with one another. Will you turn to those around you, welcome them in the peace and fellowship of Jesus Christ. How are you, kid? Good. I was busy yakking when you came by. How are you?
That's what I was going to tell you. I know you've read plenty of obituaries. I've got a friend of mine who's beginning of his obituary. Was not passed away. He said Bieber told his last inappropriate joke on January the 4th.
Brian Wiggins. Yeah, nice to have you, Marco. You live here in Lufkin? Okay. Okay, great. Okay, well, welcome. I hope you enjoy it. Yeah. Hi, Debbie. Also, I just want to remind you, as you're taking your seats, that Janet Taylor will have Mardi Gras tickets for our fundraiser in the lobby when you leave. Also, for the raffle, if you want to get some raffle tickets to sell, you can see Janet about that or come by the preschool office during the week. But if you want to sell some to your friends at work or to your neighbors, feel free to get some that you could sell on behalf of our preschool. But as we worship and go into this new week, may the peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
Brothers and sisters, our lives have purpose.
To be like Christ and serve God.
God chooses us and loves us.
God calls us by name, and we belong to God.
God will bring to completion the good work of grace started in us.
We will find joy, peace, and restoration in God's loving plan.
Let us pray. We're thankful, O God, that you reclaim us as your own, that in the waters of baptism you seal us in your Holy Spirit, knowing that we eternally belong to you. And we're even more grateful for the fact that you stay with us, guiding us through this life so that we can live according to your will and your ways, experiencing your blessing and learning to share that blessing with others. Our prayer is that you'd be present with us now. We need you and we want to know you even more fully as Lord and as Savior. So send your Holy Spirit, fill our hearts, empower our lives, and lead us in those steps of faith, because we have been made a people who trust in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's praise God. We're going to sing our first hymn. It's hymn 281. If you'll grab the pew hymnal, let's stand and sing, "Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah," hymn 281.
Confession. Hebrews 10 states, "Let us approach with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for the one who has promised is faithful." Those words encourage us to go to God for forgiveness of our sin, for it is Jesus Christ who came to save, not condemn. So let us join together, approach the throne of grace, and confess our sins by using the prayer of confession found in your bulletin. Merciful God, in baptism you promised forgiveness and new life, but we confess that we prefer our old ways. We let nostalgia prevent us from trusting you enough to accept newness. We continue to cling to destructive habits. We nurture grudges and are reluctant to forgive one another and even ourselves. In your kindness, have mercy on us and move among us that we might serve together with grace, knowing our life belongs to you. Amen.
Children of God, do not fear, for Christ has indeed redeemed you. Baptized in the deep waters of death, he has washed away your sins in the depths of God's mercy. Know that thanks be to Jesus Christ, you are indeed forgiven and be at peace. Let's celebrate this forgiveness. Let's give thanks for this new life that we have freely given in Jesus Christ. And let's express that joy as we stand and sing together the Gloria Patri.
Glory be to the Father.
Tired of hearing me say this, but it's so important. Reading scripture, coming in worship, all these approaches to God are made because when we approach God, we discover what a good God we have, a God that wants to bless us and make his face shine upon us, not condemn us or do us away. And so worship itself, as we realize what a good God we have, is to offer ourselves to this God, who we are and what we have, because our life is to be an offering. I hope you'll remember the words of the Lord Jesus. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Meditate on that in this moment, remembering how rich God is in mercy and how generous God is in blessing. And may we respond by the giving of ourselves and what we have. With that in mind, let us bring forth our offerings.
us, generous Father. Let us join our voices in thanksgiving for all that we have, all that is the result of your love and grace for us. Since you gave the most precious gift of your Son in order to bring us salvation and life eternal, it gives us great joy to bring these gifts to you. The Bible records Christ's life and ministry in the scriptures and gives us so many examples of his love and ministry. By the Holy Spirit, open our eyes, ears, and mouths to the needs of others. May each of us do all that we can, as often as we can, to meet others' need, and may these things all bring honor and glory to you. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. I'd like to ask any of our young people if they want to come up. I'd love to have you join me this morning if any of our young ones want to come forward. And while we have young ones coming forward, I'll have the rest of you, since we've been singing, sing one more song, and it's an easy song. It's Happy Birthday to You. I think you all know that one. And we're going to sing it to someone that's having a pretty big birthday today. I'm not going to tell you which birthday it is because I'm afraid I might get in trouble if I do. I don't know. But you can ask her after worship. But it's Lori Cummings' birthday, y'all. We're going to sing Lori Cummings because she has a big birthday today. So y'all help me out.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
I want to talk to you about something that happened to Jesus. It was before he started his ministry. And Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they all wanted us to know he was baptized. The adults later on, when I read them Luke's gospel, Luke's going to tell them that when Jesus was baptized in the Jordan River, that when he came out of the water, a voice from heaven said, "You are my son, my beloved. With you I am well pleased." And I want you to understand the importance of those words. You are my son, my beloved. With you I am well pleased. But to teach this morning, I want to do something that I think is going to be rather fun. And let me get something out so that we can have a little bit of fun. You know what I have in this bucket? Squirt guns. Ryan, they're loaded. Yes, they are loaded. I'm going to give you some rules.
What, that one? It's leaky.
One's wet. Nah, it's just wet. Just wet. Here's the rules. You can only squirt me. Okay? Now, if you squirt each other, You lose squirt gun privileges. Oh, I got a new recruit here, don't I? Yeah, yeah. I see how this works. Yeah. Okay. All right. You can only squirt me. You can only squirt me when I say the word water. All right? The only time you can squirt me is when I say what?
Water.
Okay. Can't squirt each other, but you can squirt me when I say water. Okay, that one works. All right, so there you go, Lexi. All right. All right, hang on. Let me dry these off for you. I don't want y'all getting all wet. Okay. Okay, that one works. There you go. All right. Now don't. Oh, gonna need to get in. Gosh, we're getting recruits right and left, aren't we? All right, okay. All right.
Yeah, put more score goods up there. Definitely get it done.
Luckily, I. All right, got one more. Okay. What, you want one too? Okay, all right. Okay, you can get the big gun. It's still dripping. Hang on. All right, okay, all right. Mom, he may get a little wet. I don't know if you want to help him out there. All right. Yeah. Okay. All right. Oh, the other rule. I'm going to teach you about baptism from the baptismal font. And y'all can stand anywhere in here, but you can't come behind me. Okay? Because I'm really outnumbered. I didn't know it was going to work out quite like that. So y'all can get right here. Y'all can get ready. I'm not as crazy as y'all think I am. Okay, all right. Y'all are kind of close. No, don't get any closer. No, you can't get that. You scoot back. All right. What is this? No, what is this whole thing called?
A baptismal
font. And that means fountain. These are waters from God that represent something. What's inside this? Yeah, that's why we call it a fountain, the baptismal fountain or the baptismal font. It has water in it. It has water in it. It has water. That's the word where you can squirt me. It has water in it. Okay, yeah, it has water. Yeah, that's right. Okay, stop. All right, stop. Okay, all right. Now, what do we use the water for? Okay. Okay, stop. All right. All right, stop. Seriously, what do we use that for? What's it used for? We put it on people. Baptism, exactly. And you know what the water represents? Oh, God. Okay, stop. You know what it represents? God washes away our sins. Do you ever get thirsty? And you need a drink of what? I didn't say it. And you need a drink of water? Yeah. Okay, water refreshes you and saves your life. What God is trying to tell us here is that He washes you, that His Holy Spirit refreshes you. You've been made clean and refreshed so that you can live the life God has intended for you. But the story I told you this morning, when Jesus came up out of the water. Okay, all right. When He came up, what was the voice from heaven? You are my son. With you, I am well pleased. Whenever you see this water. Okay, you can stop. I want you to know that, and don't squirt me this time, seriously. Please don't. This is water God wants you to be in. And when you come out of it, He wants you to hear, Ryan, you're my son. With you, I am well pleased. Lexi, You are my daughter, my beloved. I'm thrilled to have you as my daughter. I am well pleased. Austin, you are my son, my beloved. I'm so glad to be your father. With you, I am well pleased. Lori, when you have your 50th birthday, you are my daughter. With you, I am well pleased. That's what we are to remember every time we come to this water. Okay, all right, do me a favor. Miss Lori will take your guns and put them in the bucket. Will y'all do me a, here's what I want y'all to do. Here's what I want y'all to do. Whenever you look at this, whenever you see someone baptized, whenever you see this water put on their head, I want you to hear those words of God saying, you are my daughter and my son, and I couldn't be more pleased to be your father in heaven. Will y'all remember that every time you look at the baptismal font? Whenever you see a baptism? Okay. Well, let's pray and give God thanks that he loves us. God, I pray that your love would fill these children's lives and they would know that you not only claim them, you claim them because you love them. I hope that they will remember always through thick and thin, you are proud of them. You are all too glad to call them your own. And may this give them the confidence they need for their days. Because they know that no matter what the world tells them, they belong to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for coming up and thank you for helping me. All right. We will sing our next hymn while I dry off. And it is God is My Strong Salvation, hymn 179. Let's stand and sing that together.
Today's Old Testament lesson is taken from Isaiah 43, verses 1 to 7, and it may be found in your Pew Bibles on page 672. In Isaiah 43, we hear God promise to protect the people. They will be saved even when they pass through the waters. We also hear how God will gather his scattered people so they can live together as God's people once again. The promise of protection and gathering came to the people at a most difficult time in their lives, after they had been defeated by their enemies. It brought them hope and visions of renewal. May we hear these words and be encouraged to trust the God who promises salvation to his people. I will read again from Isaiah 43, verses 1 to 7, on page 672 of your Bible. But now, thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overcome you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give you Ethiopia as your ransom. I give you Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in exchange for you. Because you are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you. I give people in return for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east, and from the west I will gather you. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from far away and my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone who is called by thy name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.